Take a look at your English review for Greek, please. I have to get back on camera. Pages 13 and 14. Finally now, several of you have asked about this. Transitive and intransitive, the little print on 13 and 14. Number 2, right halfway down the page. James, look on over there with him. A transitive verb transfers or carries its activity over to a direct object. The enemy attacked the camp. Note that such a transference to a direct object need not actually be expressed. The word scored is transitive in the next sentence with the direct object implied, I scored the goal. Note also that the verbal activity need not be physical with an overt transference of action for the verb to be transitive. I saw the horses. In this example, the verb saw is transitive. Yet eyeballs are not striking objects, okay? So, in other words, it does not have to be overtly physical to be transitive. Like, for example, you can say, I heard the rumor. That's transitive. Intransitive. An intransitive verb does not and cannot carry its action over to a direct object. It's complete in itself. Now, in general, there are two types, those which convey motion and those which convey condition. The birds flew, that's motion, northward. I am a student, that is a condition. It should be noted, now this is actually very important, maybe more so for English than it is for Greek, but it is important for Greek as well. Take a look at that next paragraph. Many verbs which are intransitive do not appear so at first sight. The following common verbs, in the basic example, it should be example sentences, are all intransitive. The soup tastes salty. Now, the soup is not in the bowl going, you know. So, it just, what you are saying is, the soup is salty to taste. That's what you're actually saying. Next, I feel hot today. So it is not that, by the way, this is why you don't say I feel badly. Feel badly means something wrong with my hand. I can't feel anything. I feel badly. All right? If you feel bad, you are bad according to feeling. That's an adjective, and it is to be used that way. He seems dubious. He became president. She appears prepared. All those are intransitive. Yeah. I am hot today. I feel hot today. Right. No, no, that doesn't mean you're feeling hot. If you say, ooh, that's hot. Feeling hot is you are hot. It's not that I feel something else and it is hot. If you want to say, I feel something that is, you know, somebody's, I say, hey, get this out of the bag. Ooh, I feel something hot in there. That's transitive. I feel something. But if you just are hot, then that's intransitive. Now, what's important here is, especially for Greek, is the next part on further notes. An intransitive verb never takes a direct object. Any noun, pronoun, or adjective which follows an intransitive is normally either a predicate noun or pronoun or a predicate adjective. Now, we just talked about that. Be is key for all inflected languages. Nouns, pronouns, and adjectives, which are predicate nouns, pronouns, and adjectives, are in the nominative case. The leaders are you and I. Now, not you and me. Why do people say you and me? For this reason. No, we're not used to seeing a nominative on the right side of the verb. He saw me. He followed me. He spoke to me. Well, that would be after a preposition. But he attacked me. So suddenly then you say, the leader is I. It's coming too late in the sentence for the way it sounds for us. We think of I as occurring early in the sentence. But it's grammatically correct to say the leader is I. That is right. Now, some of you may have wondered about point C. This is a Wendell kind of question. The same verb, in English at least, and it certainly is true also in Greek, may be transitive or intransitive in different contexts. He flew over the Rockies. He flew 747s for United Airlines. Now, in example 97, he flew 747s, you don't actually mean fly in the sense of traverse in the air. You mean he piloted in flight. So you have a little bit different meaning there. We've already had this with the verb auxano, to increase. Remember, we had auxano could be transitive or intransitive, and auxano, intransitive is this. Oh, this is amazing. They handed me a new class list. The number of people in the class increased. Means got bigger. But if I say, I increased the number of Bible passages for the class to do, that's transitive. Because I made the number bigger. So we have this same phenomenon, and Greek does as well. Essentially then, what we're saying is that the verb to be and other verbs like it, so Matthew, like that one you looked ahead at, ginomai, to become, these are going to be intransitive and they will use a predicate nominative construction with them. They will use a predicate nominative construction with them. So one of the verbs that he talked about, if you'll close your books up, please, was ginomai, which means to become. And if you wanted to say something like this, I am becoming a teacher. It is ginomai didaskalos, not didaskalon. I am becoming a teacher. Because you could say, I am a teacher in the future, or something like that. As I say, the reason that I have delayed this chapter is if you introduce this too quickly, people are very unsure about whether or not they ought to use an accusative or a nominative after verbs. And you just have to realize that the number of verbs that are intransitive is pretty small. It's pretty small. And the main ones are the verb to be and ginomai, this one of becoming. Yeah.
But in the Greek.
In the Greek.
We'll know that because we'll see the nominative
case. Yes.
We would typically see accusative.
Yes.
Case.
Yes.
So it's a done deal.
It's a done deal. It's a done deal. Whereas in our language, it's a little harder because if you say, the leader is brave, you don't know that brave is a nominative in that sentence because it looks like an accusative.
I don't know
Yeah, exactly. You don't even think about it. Right. So it's a done deal in Greek. You're going to see things like this. Right.